K-Rock 955.
Do this.
Get up on the weekend with Andy and Ben. No conditions apply. Oh, wait. Andy and Ben are the conditions.
Finally, people listening to the show.
These are the best bits.
Here we go, Benny. Another Monday morning. Podcast has dropped and we've got an absolute ripper in store.
Yep, and if you're not listening on a Monday morning, happy morning or afternoon to whenever you're listening.
That's a good thing about podcasts. You can tune in whenever you want.
Mm.
And the good thing about the Andy and Ben podcast is...
Did you forget my name?
No, I was just trying to think of a good thing about our podcast.
Yeah, no, you're struggling.
Nah, the good thing is it's never gone any longer than 20 minutes.
Oh, yeah. And that's it. Well, it sometimes it does.
I reckon once or twice.
Yeah, but it does sometimes.
Us talking like this could push it to 20 minutes. So maybe we just tell you what's coming up.
Absolutely.
I'm going to tell you about why you want to keep working. What am I going to tell you about? I'll tell
you. What's on this shitty podcast?
If you own a business... What you can do to your workers to really, really annoy them.
I like that. Also, we're going to have a conversation about having free time. Is too much free time bad for you?
Enjoy the podcast, guys. We promise it'll be better than this intro. Mate, normally you like to brag when you make an achievement.
Really, when I do anything.
Yeah.
I could get out of bed on time and I'm like, Andy.
Hey, guess what?
Hey, I was here on time.
You make your bed. Hey, Andy, clean the windows.
All right, clean my car.
Did the dishes.
Clean my car.
So I'm surprised you kept this one under wraps.
Okay, this will be good.
Are you ready for this?
Oh, I'm happy.
An Australian athlete
broke
a Guinness World Record.
Thank you. What'd I do?
When he held the abdominal plank position for 9 hours, 30 minutes, and 1 second.
Yeah, no, this wasn't me.
Wasn't you?
No, I had the food and eating one.
Oh, just eating food for 9 hours, 30 minutes, and 1 second.
Great achievement. But how useless.
So that's the thing. Daniel Scaly took on the record in Adelaide, and his time to beat was 8 hours and 15 minutes and 15 seconds. Now, he has smashed that by over an hour. The guy
who originally
said it was George Hood in the United States in Feb 2020.
And Hood's sitting there looking at this going, oh, no.
But
8 hours was long.
Eight hours is a long time for a plank.
Does he go back for it?
Surely not, mate. 2 minutes is a long time for a plank. He said...
Yeah, how many breaks did they get?
No, this is full fair income.
No, I get it.
But what do you do for 9 hours to stay entertained?
You'd put a couple of movies on, for sure. It'd be like an aeroplane trip. It's uncomfortable, you're squirming a little bit, you just kind of have to just sit there.
No. He said it was a full head-to-toe experience of constant pain. My feet were numb, my knees were burning, my thighs were burning, my left arm felt like it was on fire, but it was all worth it in the end.
Do you know what would have been fun?
Yeah.
Is if he did it simultaneously with someone else and they both beat the record at the same time. Because then for a second they're both the record holders, but one of them would have to drop out first.
So
you've literally done it for even... more of nothing.
No. When he says you're in constant pain, that does not sound like fun at all for 9 hours. I'm in constant pain here for 2 hours dealing with you, though.
I'm really excited to talk about this next thing because you genuinely can give an expert opinion on the topic.
Here we go.
There's
some of your finest, mate. You've saved your good gear till right at the end of the show. So this will be real. I'm looking forward to it.
Researchers suggest that having too much free time can be bad for you. Andy, thoughts?
Fair call. Very fair. I've spent, 20, 30 years now free time.
Yeah.
Haven't really done much.
Held a full-time job for 6 months.
6 months? 6 weeks.
6 weeks.
6 weeks.
Didn't like it?
Wasn't for me. Tried it. Dabbled my toe in it. I'm scared to the moment where it's like, push is going to have to come to shove.
Yeah, you're going to have to get a job.
And it's like, you can't just have a hobby anymore. Like mowing the lawn, yeah, it was fun, but seriously, get a life.
Babysitting your neighbor's kids is cool, but not when you're 30.
You're not 16 anymore, and $20 an hour just is not cutting it.
Research suggests that happiness increases with the amount of leisure time available only up to a point. So they say you need to offset it with work that you don't want to do. So like having a job, you know, having commitments, all that sort of stuff that you've got to do makes your leisure time so much more enjoyable because you get it in sparing parts. But when you have too much time of it, it says it can actually cause stress and lower your well-being to do things.
So it's almost like you have to earn your leisure time.
Yeah, because they're saying things like, so, and like, credit to you, this isn't taking the mickey.
Oh, here we go. Yeah.
You actually hold your fitness pretty well for someone that has a lot of free time. Whereas what they're suggesting is that when you have so much free time, you kind of keep putting that stuff off because you're like, I can do it tomorrow. I don't have anything to do.
Yeah.
So I can go for that run tomorrow, or I can go to the gym tomorrow, whatever. Whereas you keep a pretty good routine.
So what are they saying is the optimal balance from working to leisure?
Well, they're saying,
like, is there a percentage?
Having about 2 to 3 hours a day of free time. Yeah. Maximum 3.5 hours.
Of free time?
Yeah, a day.
And what are they saying? So what, you just won't be happy if you've got too much free
time?
Well,
it can increase stress and lower your well-being.
All right, I've tested it out. I've been doing this research for over 30 years now. Mate, I'm not stressed. I'm fine. I'm literally living the dream.
The only reason you're not stressed is because your missus brings home a fair paycheck and you're living the dream.
Mate, love America.
Love it.
Been there.
Our overlords.
Well, they look after us, don't they?
I'm not sure they look after us, but we need to be very careful.
They're our allies.
Yeah, and they could really hurt us if they wanted to.
Well, I don't think they're hurting us because Australia's teamed up with the UK and America.
Yeah,
and
of course we are. We're doing the right thing. Like, we're the younger brother getting underneath the big brother's wing.
Yeah, that's what you've got to do, though.
Yeah, like, hey, protect us.
Have you seen what they're doing, though? It's this nuclear electronic submarine.
So just stay away from nuclear.
No. And they're doing it here in Australia.
What do you mean? No, all good.
Well, they're building it here in Australia. So it's sort of like, sweet, keep the older brother happy, stay in his good books, and they will look after us.
So they're building a nuclear thing in our country.
Yeah. Submarine sort of thing. Looks kind of cool.
Sounds fun.
Yeah. Anyway. But you would imagine that your older brother would know your name, wouldn't you?
You would have to think so.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, of course, I'm talking about Joe Biden. Now, he has been pretty poor with names of late.
He couldn't
remember his granddaughter's name when he was running for president.
Yeah, he's lost his mind.
Yeah.
Like, you've got to say, there's some times where he has shown he's not fit to be the president of the United States.
Correct. Now, there was a press conference during the week.
Mm.
Boris Johnson was in it, and our Prime Minister, ScoMo.
Yep, old BJ and ScoMo.
Now, this is old mate's name. What's his name again?
Bido.
Yeah, Joe Biden, talking about ScoMo.
Thank you, Boris. And I want to thank that fellow down under. Thank you very much, pal. Appreciate it, Mr. Prime Minister.
Really? I mean, I could take that as him thanking me.
Yeah.
That guy from down under. No worries, Joe.
Anyway, so ScoMo has come out and he says, he calls me pal. That's how he usually refers to me on the phone too. We always speak privately and he always refers to me as pal.
Do you know what this screams of? Like a kid in high school that's trying to get in with the cool group.
Yeah.
And the cool group pick on him and they say, no, they're just doing to be friendly. Like, we all just razz each other up. Well, Andy, you're the only one being picked on. No, we're all getting picked on. It's just the way we go about it.
Looking at the USA with a little bit, I guess, the lens of jealousy, because things are opening back up. They're just throwing crowds at all sporting events everywhere.
How good does it look? Even they had a couple of weeks ago, New York officially reopened. They had a massive concert, I think, in Central Park.
Yeah.
Their restaurants and pubs are back open, thriving.
Personally, like, I think you could have done it a little bit more low-key. Like, we're still a little bit unsure. Like, maybe don't hold a party.
Well, don't rub it in our face either. Well,
rub it in.
No, don't rub it in.
Seeing, like, college football and all those stadiums packed out, 100,000 people singing Mr. Brightside.
That's good.
It's crazy.
It's nice.
Getting over to the baseball, and we've in the past found some really nice stories from American baseball.
Hot dog is
one of our highlights. In this event, I guess mates are always there for you. Whether you're, family can have dust ups, because of deaths in the family and wills and all that sort of stuff. Partners can leave you because of whatever reason, X, Y, Z. But friends, even if you have a fight with a friend, you can always repair it, because I guess you would argue that you don't actually mean anything to them. You're just a person.
Yeah, okay.
So, like, if you really hurt them, you make a choice to just get past it. Like, it's someone that doesn't have to be in your life.
Let's move on.
So they're always, I reckon they're the most important people in your life. Because they're going to tell you things straight. They don't care.
They're not going to sugarcoat anything. Yeah. And I don't know. I don't want to sound too crazy with this one, but I feel like blokes don't hold on to grudges.
No. Let it go.
Yeah, water under the bridge. We're all right.
This group of friends has taken their, outing to the baseball. And they're watching... Look, I don't really know teams in baseball, but I want to say...
Mate, you're wearing a Yankees hat today.
I know the Yanks.
Yeah.
Get the Yanks going. San Francisco versus San Diego.
Yep.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's it.
I'm going to take a guess here. San Francisco Giants versus the San Diego Padres.
Yeah, good.
And they showed, they wanted to show their friend how much they cared about them. And as you know, in all sporting events, is that you can typically get a message put on the big jumbotron.
Their message
says, quote unquote, happy divorce, Max, back in the game.
Yes!
In celebration of Max's recent divorce, they wanted to let everyone know that he was back in the game. By all reports, it received the biggest cheer of the night when it came up on the screen.
That is so good.
The announcers were calling it the greatest billboard message ever shown.
Oh, I love that.
And Max is now officially back on the market.
That is so good. Please tell me after that it then turned to like the kiss cam and Max was there and he's like, come on,
beer.
Ladies.
With his beer, he's just sculled
the beer. Oh, he could be kissing his beer, but I thought after a divorce, he could be kissing other people as well.
Oh, whoever he wants now. They've opened up. There's no COVID restrictions. He can kiss whoever he likes.
Yes.
Just, obviously with consent.
Yeah, no, and no tongue either. Maybe just a peck on the lips or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay, what up, Max?
Mate, we've had a few jobs in our time, but I don't think we've ever left a place where they've hated us. Like, I would feel comfortable walking back into every job that I've had knowing that I left on good terms.
Well, you left on good terms. Whether the workplace enjoyed you leaving, different story. But no, I don't think you've ever left with a bad taste in anyone's mouth. No.
Have you left any play? I'm just trying to think of your jobs that you've had. You've had a few as well.
Now, I
left on good terms with everyone?
Yeah, no, left the lovely pub that I was working. I used to work at the Norlane Hotel and had a dinner, like full on everyone.
Oh, like a farewell dinner?
Yeah, like people, workers came along, they helped me. Because that job put me through uni, which was unbelievable. Always indebted to them. And then I left.
You did a bit of bakery there as well.
Yeah, and that was a two-way thing where I was helping them, they were helping me. So when I left, it was fine.
Yeah.
I was only ever holding a spot until I got an apprentice.
Yeah, okay.
And then when I left my workplace to go on the block,
it
was the block.
Yeah.
I was never saying no, they understood.
Yeah.
And I went back.
It's so good. I love reading these articles because I just can't understand businesses and workers not getting along and the revenge that they take. So a restaurant worker in Dublin has claimed that he got his final pay in copper. A bucket of 5 cent coins. Ryan Keogh shared the photo on Twitter of an industrial-sized empty mayonnaise tub, which is full to the brim of coins.
Wow.
He says, after chasing my last pay for weeks, I finally got a bucket of 5 cent coins. He's chucked it on the scales.
Oh.
It weighed 29.8 kilos.
Wow. So you could barely lift it.
So he was, mate, you can't lift 30 kilos.
It's hard.
Jeez.
That's
come
heavy.
On, mate. You've had a good off-season, haven't you?
Oh, I mean, it's 30 kilos.
I understand the gyms have been closed, but we can lift 30 kilos of coins.
All right, mate. Not the point of the story. Move on.
Yeah, all right. So he was going back and forth with his boss,
trying
to get his money.
Yeah.
The boss says, is it okay if I pay you cash next Tuesday? I didn't retain your bank details, so is cash okay, bro? Keogh said cash would be grand, but I need it as soon as possible. Monday rolls around and he says, the money's been left on the front door and it is ready for you now.
Well,
he has walked out there and just seen what they're calling an industrial-sized empty mayonnaise tub full of coins.
How much money was it?
It doesn't say how much money it is, but like 30 kilos of 5 cent coins, I'm going to say a couple of $100.
And that's the thing. Is it worth just like throwing it, like emptying it and throwing it everywhere saying, I don't need this? Or do you need that money? Like, the effort, I wonder what the real problem, the underlying problem was. To go to that effort to get it is disastrous.
I want to remind you, Benny, of a time, because we've done something very similar. We went to the bank and got $500 worth of 5 cent coins.
Yeah, it was a joke.
Was it a joke, though? We paid a bet back in 5 cent coins and made them pick it up off the ground.
Yeah, well, it was a gamble. It wasn't a binding contract.
I guess that's fair.
Well, if you got to hear,
congratulations, because I didn't think many people would. But Benny, look, I want to do this.
Andy and Ben's Thought of the Week.
Surely we're able to wear our underwear whilst leaving the house. As long as I'm covered up.
Look, I've got it this week.
Oh, you want to do it?
I nodded when you pointed at me.
So oh, I pointed up.
Okay,
saying,
you go. Yeah, go for it. No, I'd like you to go. I'd like you to go.
I'm not going to argue with you, but I'll do it. I thought today as I was driving in to do the podcast, isn't it weird that magpies give birth the same time of year every year? So,
do they?
Well, it's swooping season. We're currently in swooping season because they're giving birth to their babies.
The PC way of saying that the maggies are...
But when you think about it, they get down to business at the same time of year every year and give birth at the same time. I think that is the weirdest thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's on a schedule.
Obviously, you know, us humans have schedules. There's New Year's Eve, there's, you know...
Every Wednesday night for you, obviously.
Every Wednesday night? Yeah,
Wednesday night, lock it in.
Okay, well, that's I don't know. Why are you watching me?
You don't have blinds on your windows.
That is weird. All right, hey, now look, that's just the thought. We've got to get out of here. Make sure you like and subscribe to the podcast. See ya.
Bye.
Get me out of here.
Weekend Breakfast with Andy and Ben. Saturday and Sunday, 8 till 10. Only on K-Rock 955.